Luke 146, 52 through 55. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowly state of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Indeed, his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things. He has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his child Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God."
J is for joy, Jehovah and Judge, and all that is just and dear. And J is for Josie.
E is for East. And the star shall bright. And the star so bright. And Emmanuel, who is always near. And E stands for Elliot and Elise.
S is for Shepherd, star and shine, sung loud and clear. And S is for Sanders.
U is for us, the reason he came. To teach understanding, right here, and you is for Uncle Mitchell.
U is for Uncle Mitchell.
There we go. S is for special. Savior and Son,
and how God loves,
is sincere,
and
S is for Shodder.
Put them together, it spells Jesus. His birthday is the best time of year.
The lyrics to O Little Town of Bethlehem were written by Fix Brooks, an American Episcopal
priest, and hymn writer. In 1865, Brooks traveled to the Holy Land and visited Bethlehem. His visit had a profound impact on him, and he was inspired by the peace, humble atmosphere of the town. Brooks wanted to capture the feeling of the town where Jesus was born. First published in 1868, the poem was originally meant to be a reflection on the birth of Jesus, focusing on themes of peace, humility, and hope. O morning stars together, proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to all the earth.
This next familiar and favorite carol has been translated into about 300 languages. In 2011, Silent Night was declared an intangible cultural heritage by UNESCO because of its universal message of peace and its global cultural significance. Sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Thank you.
this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in the swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Then many more angels appeared, lighting up the sky. The shepherds heard them praising God, singing, "Glory be to God in highest, and peace to everyone on earth." When the angels had gone, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem to see what has happened." So the shepherds went to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as our Father, brothers all are we. Let me walk walk with my brother in perfect harmony. Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my solemn vow. To take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me here.
The precious baby Jesus was born on Christmas Day. His cradle was a manger, his pillow made of hay. The angel voices sang. Wise men followed the star and brought to little rich presents from afar. Now every Christmas morning, for little Jesus' sake, we sing our Christmas carols and Christmas presents make. We hope that you remember the angels and their call, singing glory, hallelujah, and peace on earth to all.